The talk is titled Neuroplasticity and Healing, and that's become the story of Michael Bernstein's life. He's an ophthalmologist in Hoover. One day, 13 years ago, he noticed his upper lip was drooping, then weakness in his left leg. His wife took him to the hospital.
They called a neurologist, and I really don't remember much about the emergency room.
Bernstein had suffered a stroke. It paralyzed his left arm and leg. Physical therapy helped some, but after 3 months, his neurologist suggested he talk with UAB psychology professor Edward Taub. Taub developed constraint-induced movement therapy, so therapists put Michael Bernstein's good arm in a glove, keeping it from moving. He was then forced to use his injured arm, first for small tasks, then gradually more complex.
My wife took me out to dinner. I had Chinese wonton soup all over me just from trying to get the spoon in the soup bowl and then the soup to my mouth.
Bernstein says the therapy was challenging but effective. He could walk unassisted. He even played tennis again. Michael Bernstein's recovery, the ability of his brain to rewire itself, that's neuroplasticity. It's a change to what scientists thought about the brain a generation ago. Professor Taub says doctors used to think once you're an adult, your brain was formed. If you suffered a stroke or brain injury,
you could get a spontaneous recovery of function for about a year. But after a year, there was nothing that you could do.
Taub says his therapy undermines that. He's treated a 55-year-old who had a stroke at age 5. He's treated people in their 90s. Even at that age, the brain still changes. Taub will be participating in the neuroplasticity talk with the Dalai Lama, which makes you wonder, why does the Dalai Lama care about the brain? Part of it is his long-running interest in neuroscience, but neuroplasticity also intersects with Buddhism. At the Birmingham Shambhala Meditation Center, several people sit on red cushions. They're cross-legged with their shoes off. Center Director Tanya Veach says the goal of this mindfulness meditation is to give your brain a break. She's been doing it for decades, and it's had an effect.
Honestly, I can give you phone numbers of my friends from 20 years ago, and they will tell you I'm almost a different person altogether.
Veach says she's not as impulsive, calmer. There's good reason for that. When scientists studied people who practiced Buddhist meditation, researchers found the parts of their brain dealing with emotion grew. UAB psychologist Jitendra Yuswate says it's similar to someone who plays the violin. The part of the violinist's brain that controls the left hand, the one that does all the fancy finger work, it's larger than the average person's.
So if you undertake an activity and practice it intensively, the part of your brain that controls that function will develop and change.
Neuroplasticity is not simply about the brain's ability to rewire itself, but to physically change as well. Which brings us back to Michael Bernstein. A few years after his stroke, he was listening to classical music on the radio. He studied piano as a child.
But had not played the piano in 40 years. Not one note.
Bernstein decided to pick it up again. He found a teacher. He practiced. And when his 60th birthday rolled around, he sent out invitations to the party stating, "Entertainment to be announced."
Thank you all for coming. I do want to read a little something.
Bernstein and his rediscovered musical abilities would be the entertainment.
It was shocking to me, shocking to the teacher, and shocking to Dr. Taub.
The man who had a stroke, who lost the use of his left hand, who hadn't played the piano for 40 years, was now giving an in-home concert, a story of rebirth perfect for the Dalai Lama's visit. For WBHM, I'm Andrew Yeager.